A new album from comedian Charlie Behrens and musician Adam Gruhl takes us on a tour of familiar Wisconsin themes. The beer, cheese, Midwest goodbyes, and some rivalries with neighboring states. Here's a song about that called Mitten State.
It's the debate of the true Mitten State. It's Wisconsin.
It's Michigan.
We'll always contemplate who has the better shape. It's the debate of the Mitten State.
I am from Michigan and in Wisconsin now. I have an answer to that question. Maybe I'll share it later. Behrens and Gruhl join us now for a look at their new album, Dive Bar Dinner. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you listened to some of the tracks from the new album yet? Do you have a favorite song? Do you have questions for Behrens and Gruhl about their musical vision? Join in at 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Adam Gruhl is a guitarist and vocalist for the band Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. Thanks for having us on.
And Charlie Behrens is the comedian behind Manitowoc Minute. Charlie, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me again. Appreciate you.
I want to start with the origins of this supergroup, power duo, whatever you want to call it. Charlie, let's start with you. You do, you know, stand-up. You do the Manitowoc Minute. We've talked to you about your book, The Midwest Survival Guide. What made you want to branch out into music?
You know, it's been something that I've enjoyed doing since I was a kid, and I met Adam, and he's been willing to teach me a lot about music and help me write and formulate songs. And we did one album in 2020 called Unthawed, and this is kind of our second one, and it's really, I've just had a great time with it. I've had a lot of fun with it, so that's been my inspiration.
Now, Adam, you're a musician. Do you have qualms at the outset about working with a comedian that you might be doing novelty stuff? You know, we've got the rapid Rodney Dangerfield or disco Ray J Johnson. Were you worried that you're going to end up in that kind of category here?
Well, man, I get a kick out of comedy in general. It's something I've always enjoyed. So, I mean, the short answer is no, I like it. You know, I like the juxtaposition of comedy and music. I think it has a propensity to bring people joy, which, I mean, in this day and age, there's a lot of things that bring people down. There's a lot of bummers. And to be able to create something that might make somebody laugh or make somebody feel nostalgic or just a little bit better, that's something that I really enjoy doing it, and I really, like, believe in.
And, Charlie, can you talk about, converting your views of Wisconsin and the uniqueness of the Midwest into lyrical form?
You know, it's always interesting. It's not really like writing a punchline, and it's not really like writing a video, but there are some similarities, you know, especially these days when you're trying to make music. Sometimes you try to, like, make a hook that'll go well on TikTok, or the sound can be replicated or used. And we threw a lot of that out on this because, you know, most of what I do is making those things. And so to just kind of make songs that we thought were super fun. And then if something organically goes, great, but we just wanted to write fun songs and kind of some songs with meaning and just some songs that are just funny.
Adam, in my head, I'm assuming Charlie's doing a lot of the lyrics, you're doing a lot of the music. Correct me if I'm wrong, but can you talk about putting the two together?
Well, but, you know, believe it or not, it was really a mixture for both of us. You know, I wrote some lyrics for some of the songs and Charlie wrote some music for some of the other stuff. You know, when we kind of first became buddies, I think there was this kind of idea that Charlie would help, you know, teach me comedy and I would help teach Charlie music. And, you know, through this, it's been really interesting to watch Charlie develop, you know, like I would sometimes lay out a melody or chord structure and, you know, suddenly I'd get a call at 11:30 at night and Charlie would be all stoked because he finished the lyrics, or perhaps he wrote an additional, like, melodic piece. So really it was all over the spectrum there.
I want to get another taste of it here. Here's a clip from the song Keep Her Moving.
Milwaukee to Chicago, puddle jumping with 50 souls, and everyone I love is below me. Final stop, hey, I forget. So I fumble for my ticket, oh yeah.
first time in New Orleans. Slip me a sip of something strong. No beverage service on a flight this long. Keep her moving. Life is short.
Charlie, tell us a little more about Keep Her Moving.
That was a song that originated. We were, I think, in Peoria or Rockford or something, yeah, doing a show. It was in the green room. There was a piano. And a lot of these songs actually were written in the green room. And Adam kind of had like this kind of like the chord structure, similar to what you just heard there. And he was kind of just riffing some lyrics. And then I wrote a lot of those lyrics. And really what it was about is just kind of like, you know, just kind of being on the road a lot and really just kind of missing home. And, you know, home for me is Milwaukee. So there are a lot of those elements in that song.
We are talking to Charlie Behrens and Adam Gruhl, the duo Behrens and Gruhl. They have a new album out called Dive Bar Dinner, a lot about life here in Wisconsin in the Midwest. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're a fan of this band, their other bands or other performances as well, join in at 800-642-1234. Join the conversation coming up next on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our talk with Adam Gruhl from the band Horseshoes and Hand Grenades and Charlie Behrens from Manitowoc Minute. They have a band. They have their second album out. The band is Behrens and Gruhl. The album, Dive Bar Dinner. Let's go to your calls at 800-642-1234. Michael is with us in Northeast Wisconsin. Michael, hi.
Hi. I saw the video for this last time and thought it was just another joke. No, I didn't know it was real. And the main thing is I wanted to thank Charlie for teaching me that I did OOP, something I've been doing my whole life. Other people say oops, and we say OOP up north.
You know, it's not just you, Michael. I had the same thing. Like, I kept seeing the OOP thing, and I'm like, I don't say OOP. And then I caught myself, you know, getting around somebody there, and I said OOP. And I was like, I guess I do. You hear this all the time, Charlie.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, really, OOP is one of those things that I heard you know, my dad say it a lot growing up, and it was kind of, you know, parodying him with my brothers. And then, you know, I thought everyone kind of knew about it to a degree. And then I put it in a video with Miles, the School of OOP, and it just kind of took off. So we've been kind of making a bigger joke about it since. But I'm glad that you know that it's a real album now. I think that was actually, that's the sort of the hard part about promoting this is I make so many jokes and so many parodies that when I do something actually about an album, you know, I think people aren't actually sure what I'm talking about. So I got to work on that for my whole marketing capacity. But
the new album is actual. It's real. Adam, it I is. Wanted to ask you about, you know, does working with Charlie here let you do something, express yourself musically or lyrically in a way that, you know, is different from what you might do in Horseshoes and Hand Grenades or your other projects?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, I think Charlie and I at the core are good pals. And when we started working on this record, you know, you'd think that we would try to, you know, do a juxtaposition of bluegrass and comedy, or, you know, Americana and comedy. And what really happened was, you know, and I'm happy about this. What really happened was we kind of just let the music take itself, you know, where it wanted to go. We would be in the green room and we'd be discussing things going on in life, and maybe that would turn into a song. And so, really, the album, it certainly got some comedy to it, but it also has like a songs that are kind of reflective of the broad spectrum of human emotions, a broad spectrum of the kind of human condition, the human experience.
Let's go back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Liz is with us in Lyons. Liz, hello.
Hi.
What did you want to tell us about, Liz?
I just wanted to thank Charlie for teaching me about Yep, No, Yep through his videos. My fiance Brian is going to be very jealous that I'm talking to him on the phone right now. He is from Wisconsin. I am from Georgia. And so I had to figure out, you helped me figure out Yep, No, Yep. And I just find your videos very funny. And my fiance Brian just loves everything that you do.
Have you? You're from Georgia. Yep. You said, Liz. Have you learned to be Wisconsin from in part from Charlie?
Oh yeah.
Liz, thanks a lot for the call. And you actually wrote a book, Charlie, the Midwest Survival Guide, to help. I mean, in part to help people like Liz acclimate to life here in the Midwest.
Yeah, and Liz, you gotta tell Brian I says hi. And I mean that's it right there.
It's
what you end on, you know. It's like, yeah, no, that means no, no, yeah, that means yeah, yeah, no, yeah, that's a yeah, and yeah, no, definitely, maybe, I suppose. I don't know. That's, you know, you just don't really know. So honestly, if you just look at the last word, that's what we really mean, you know. Liz,
Yeah. Liz, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. I want to give another listen to one of the songs from Dive Bar Dinner now. This is one we've talked on the air about, Charlie. Midwest Goodbye.
What do you mean you're leaving? You guys just got here like an hour ago. Oh, I guess it has been 5 hours, hasn't it? Well, before you go, let me make sure you got some leftovers. Oh, you got the leftovers? Did you get the brats, though? Them are good brats. Hungarians, I got them down the road. Yeah, they're spicy now. They might keep you up if you have some, so let me set you up with some Tums before you go, okay? Here, I know I got some around here somewhere.
Adam, is this something that, like, when you're working with Charlie, do you guys end up doing the Midwest Goodbye? Like, we're trying to get out of the studio here, but...
I mean, not necessarily in the studio, but it is a frequent issue in being a pal of Charlie. I think every place you go turns into a Midwest Goodbye.
Oh, okay. Don't being a pal. This is Adam at the bar. Well, it's 11:30. We got an early morning. Should we whack another beer and see if we can find karaoke somewhere? That'd be fun. Adam's whole life is a Midwest Goodbye, so I don't need that put on to me at all.
Oh, boy, we only got like 4 minutes left here, guys. Should we start saying goodbye now? No, we can take another caller. We'll say hello instead. Richard is with us in Two Rivers. Hello, Richard.
Yeah, hey. I want to ask Charlie. I've seen him in Manitowoc. He was brilliant. But what's the difference between... going local and going mainstream, and what's his obstacles?
Richard, thanks for the call. I don't know. Do you consider yourself local or mainstream, or do you care about the difference, Charlie?
You know, it's really interesting. I mean, it's a very good question. Because these days, the way sort of the media landscape is, if you will, if you have an audience, it doesn't really matter. I mean, we've done shows in Hawaii, in London, in New York. And down south, Phoenix, Florida, you know, the thing about Midwesterners is they tend to leave and want to find each other again. And that you can see that with Packers bars popping up all over the place, or Euchre tournaments or whatever. So honestly, when I do a show outside of the Midwest, it's a very similar audience. Now, there are times when I'm doing someone else's show or whatever, and I just set up the jokes differently so more people can understand them. But really, at the end of the day, a lot of the stuff in the Midwest is fairly universal. It's, you know, things with your family or relationship type stuff. And there's a way to make it all universal.
Thanks a lot for the call, Richard. And the live show reminds me, Adam, what kind of touring are you doing in support of Dive Bar Dinner? Are you doing a... no pun intended, grueling tour, or just a show here and there?
Yeah, so I do hit the road with Charlie, I'd say quite frequently. You know, I have an interesting chore of balancing. I think I'm in 4 or 5 different projects, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, a rock band called the High Hawks, a duo with Sarah Voss from Dead Horses called Rucksack Revolution, and kind of my own band called Adam Gruhl and the Space Burritos that actually are the backing band for the Dive Bar Dinner album. So anyhow, it's a balancing act, and I sure have a heck of a lot of fun going on the road with Charlie, and I get to do some stand-up stuff to kick off the night in addition to some music, and of course that's largely influenced by getting to learn from Charlie.
All right, I got two words for you guys. Rock opera. What do you think, Charlie? A Charlie Behrens Manitowoc Minute, Behrens and Gruhl storytelling rock opera.
We've been talking about
no
that.
Way.
Midwest the Musical. Midwest the Musical. So we haven't gone full rock opera with it, but I honestly love that, or I always have, like, those sort of Broadway type shows. And like, I don't know, you know, you see like the Guys on Ice thing, and they've been able to run that show for a while. It's just another medium that we haven't really gone into yet. But the last song, talk about the last song.
Yeah, there's this song Tornado that kind of was part of this conversation about Midwest the Musical. It's kind of a, you know, it has a theatrical feel to it, with kind of just a goofy storyline. There's a lot of places you can take music and comedy. So I guess we're both excited to see where these roads can kind of lead.
Well, we'll leave it there. Adam and Charlie, thank you both so much for joining us today.
Thank you, and thanks to all the callers. It was really nice chit-chatting with folks.
Love this show. I love listening to it. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, I know you guys are busy, so I'll let you hit the road there. Watch out for deer.
Okay. Well, we got a casserole for you if you want to hang on.
I'll be over.
Just one more chit-chat.
Say hi to your folks.
How about one more call?
Let's whack one more beer, you know?
We've been talking and are still talking with Adam Gruhl, guitarist and vocalist for the band Horseshoes and Hand Grenades and many others, and Charlie Behrens with Manitowoc Minute, and their new album, as Behrens and Gruhl, is called Dive Bar Dinner. We'll get a link up to some of their tracks. Find that at WPR.org/Central Time.